Once again, Terry Ward casts his eye on art.
One of the WMRA area's more memorable art exhibits in 2011 was the Aaron McIntosh Show at Smith House Art Space in downtown Harrisonburg in April. Images live on at the artist's website, aaronmcintosh.com. His show at Smith House had realistic painting, plus fabric, plus cuttings and objects, so mixed media would be the category. An exhibit summary said the artist was exploring his own complicated narrative as a nerdy Appalachian queer guy. Totally not the sort of thing an artist would have felt comfortable exploring in a southern town like Harrisonburg, even 10 years ago. Aaron McIntosh painted a realistic shirtless male model onto some fussy sky blue curtains. He also scissored away parts of the curtains, making a sort of net pattern. The net motif reappeared when he hung 5 or 6 sacks of cloth netting around the gallery. In these net sacks were covers cut from romance novels, and the protagonists were cut out of those book covers. So where the heaving-bosomed heroines and beefcake-hunk heroes had been, there were just human-shaped empty spaces. Where did the characters go? He glued them onto large pieces of paper, and in that new context, the characters looked like scattered pieces from some manner of romantic stereotype puzzle. On the opposite wall, McIntosh had bedsheet-sized creations painted with appropriated imagery from the magazine First Hand Experiences for Loving Men. These pieces also had areas of quilting, and once again some net motifs. Putting stuff emblematic of homemaking, drapes, bedding, into new situations, and also doing unexpected things to those romance novels, could get one thinking. McIntosh's exhibit summary mentioned deconstructing these cultural signifiers. Yeah, visual surprises he orchestrated can seem to say something about relationships, stereotypes, expectations seeming puzzling, maybe constraining, like being caught up in a net. The artist says it's a way to question our larger social constructions of normality and abnormality. Well, it's also interesting to look at. I'm Terry Ward with another Eye on Art.